The government pays farmers billions of dollars a year in farm subsidies. The payments are meant to stabilize the food system by supporting farmers during tough times. That helps keep food plentiful and relatively cheap. The Farm Service Agency regulates these payments, and in order to qualify for a check, you have to meet the FSA's definition of a farmer. Levi Grohl fits. On a sunny Saturday afternoon, he's in his barn sporting Carhartts and work boots caked in mud.
There's multiple branches to farming. You have to be a mechanic, weatherman, and then work in the dirt, planting stuff.
For farmers like Grohl, the FSA's guidelines are clear. Own land or equipment or invest in the farm? Check. Do 1,000 hours of labor a year? Double check. Grohl farms full-time in western Illinois, growing row crops, raising hogs, and solving problems.
Yeah, come on!
We'll start.
But not all farmers are so obvious. Some look more like businessmen, and they're eligible for subsidies too. The FSA calls this group farm managers. What's farm management?
Well, that's the big rub.
Craig Cox is with the Environmental Working Group. He says the FSA's current guidelines for management are too loose. Some managers spend just a few hours a year working on farm business.
This loophole has made a real estate agent in Chicago that makes a couple of phone calls a year eligible for farm payments.
It's called the actively engaged loophole, and it's been gaping for nearly 30 years. The FSA currently limits payments to $250,000 a year for a farmer and his spouse. Most farms never come close to hitting that ceiling, but some big farms do. And that's where the loophole problem comes in. Bumping up against the limit? Add people to the payroll, and the limit rises.
Some farm operations organize themselves so that there's sometimes 10 or 20 people that are considered providing active personal management and therefore eligible for farm subsidies.
The Government Accountability Office tracks government spending of taxpayer dollars. The GAO investigated the loophole. It concluded that the FSA's loose guidelines make it easy for big farms to collect big payments while doing little work. For example, one GAO report cites a family farm in the Midwest that received $400,000 in subsidies in a single year. Among the 11 recipients were a 16-year-old who was allegedly helping run the business and an 88-year-old whose home address was in South Florida.
There has been this so-called management loophole for some years now.
Val Dolcini heads the Farm Service Agency. Here are the new rules the agency drew up. Farms are limited to a maximum of 3 managers. Managers have to do at least 500 hours of work a year, and they have to document it. If the FSA adopts these rules, Dolcini says they could save taxpayers $50 million over the next 3 years. But that's just a tiny fraction of total subsidy payments.
We're proposing a rule that tightens up that loophole and really makes it much clearer around who can receive a farm payment and who cannot. And we feel like it's a strong rule.
I'm disappointed. This really does not accomplish what I want to accomplish.
Chuck Grassley is the senior senator from Iowa. He authored the amendment that instructed the FSA to propose new rules. But the results don't go as far as he'd like. The issue? Congress exempted family farms from the rules. Family farms make up about 97% of all farms in the country.
So do you think that now it's kind of like the family farmer loophole?
The answer is yes. They gutted it. So it probably is going to apply to 1 or 2% of the farmers.
How much money are taxpayers losing to this new loophole? The FSA does not have an estimate. Abby Wendell, Harvest Public Media.